The cure of malaria among children aged between 15 and 17 is in sight. This follows successful trials of a new malaria vaccine in 11 countries across Africa, including Ghana. A principal investigator of the trial and chairperson of the Clinical Trial Partnership Committee, Professor Ntsi Agbenyega, said the trial has so far proved successful and hoped it will finally be released in 2015. He spoke with correspondent Thomas Nsweje in Kumasi.
You know, malaria is a killer. It's been killing about almost 800,000 to 1 million children every year in sub-Saharan Africa. Now, there are a lot of tools we try to use to combat malaria, but we've had malaria for so long. We all know what vaccines can do. We've had vaccines against measles, vaccines against whooping cough and other things. But now, we are lucky to have a candidate vaccine, and the emphasis is on candidate because it's not yet out. So this candidate vaccine is what we are testing. And we are hoping that if it works, we'll add it to the tools that we are using to combat malaria. And knowing what vaccines can do, if you add it to bed nets, residual spraying, then it means that we are using all our big guns to fight malaria. And we are hoping that within the shortest possible time, we'll, if possible, eradicate malaria.
The second trial had already gone. Now the first part of the third phase has also gone. Can you just summarize what went into the second and third phase? Why are we having a lot of phases?
See, in every drug trial, and a vaccine is a drug, you need to go through a testing period to show that, number one, it works, and number two, it is safe. That is why you have different phases. Mm-hmm. In phase one, you only have a small group of volunteers who you test the drug on. They are volunteers. Then when you show that it works and then it is safe, you move on to a phase two. Phase two is when you have a bigger group. And then you also still have to do whether it works, and which is what we call the efficacy. Then the safety. The safety is very important. And especially if it's in children, then you need to be a bit more cautious to ensure that it works before you roll it out to the wider population. So from phase two, you move on to still safety and efficacy. That is the phase three. And this is a bigger population because you're going to roll it out for a whole population, not just if we talk about the vaccine, not just in Ghana, but in Africa. So you need to be extra sure that it is safe. And that is what we've done in phase three. And as you know, we've done it in 11 different centers in 7 African countries. This is to ensure that we have enough numbers to draw conclusions as to whether it is safe and efficacious.
Principal investigator and chairperson of Trial Partnership Committee, Professor Ntsi Agbenyega, in that interview with Thomas Nsweje.